Is Miser Dad rekindling the dynasty? Mr. Woody, he's undefeated, but I'm going to tell you why. He's on upset watch every single week. And Miser Kamish with one of the worst starts of his career. And here we go, another day, another podcast, and we're going to begin, of course, with the Week 3 breakdown, and it's going to begin with Miser Kamish, who's coming off just one of the worst starts of his career, 0-3. I mean, tough scene for me. I was playing Mr. Gilbert, and I had a little bit of chance as Mike Evans was really struggling through three quarters, and then he kind of picked it up in the fourth quarter. And it was all history from there. Mr. Gilbert gets a sneaky win for Miser Kamish, but, you know, just couldn't get anything going. Everything, it started hot. Sanders, Kittle, Samuel, Adams all performed. But, of course, Henry needed him to show up and a whopping 2 points. But Mahomes went off. Ford, the backup in Cleveland, went off. Evans, Kelsey, you name it, they went off. Buffalo's defense dropped 31, so that helped too. Mr. Woody with a commanding victory over Mr. Luke and asserting that 3-0 there. And you look at it here, Cousins, Robinson, Etienne, Brown. It just goes on and on of good performance. The lowest amount of points he had was 10 points. That was from Bijan Robinson, who really couldn't get nothing going against Detroit. But still, double-digit performance from Bijan. And for Mr. Luke, what went wrong, right? Wilson and Waller, got to get Waller going, right? 5 points only. He's gonna get going soon. It's all a matter of when and how is the biggest thing. Miser Dad and Mr. Ryan. This Miser Dad. Upset City here. Mostert's part of that Miami offense. 4 touchdowns. Leading the way at 45 points. Zach Moss, he also had 20+. Allen had a good day. Mike Evans, he's on IR. He's out for the season. But he's going to close it in with 25. He's going to get Jonathan Taylor back soon. McLaurin put up a decent amount of points. Got Damian Pierce. So these are dads. Got guys on the bench who can perform. For Mr. Ryan, another bad performance. Attic Goddard. Stevenson, not living up to the expectation against, not living up to the expectation while playing a very vulnerable Jets defense. And negative 2 points out of Dallas's defense. Uncle Buck, another victory, because why not? Uncle Buck, he hasn't lost yet this season, I believe. 3-0. For Uncle Buck, Josh Allen played amazing. And I said Josh Allen for Miser Dad. I meant Justin Herbert, not Josh Allen. But Allen played great. Running backs didn't really perform in Gibbs and Williams. But that may, in the long run, hurt Uncle Buck. But if Hill and Allen keep performing, he's not going to need much, nothing else. Just really good out of the wide receivers for Uncle Buck. So that takes us here to the standings. You see Mr. Woody at 3-0. You see Uncle Buck at 3-0. Dad and Mr. Gilbert there at 2-1. And it's interesting, Dad and Mr. Gilbert, remember, finished 8th and 7th. You got guys like me and Mr. Ryan struggling back at 0-3 and 1-2 who are in it. And Miser Luke and Miss Lori also struggling as well. Who's going to get going? Who's really going to break through? You see Mr. Woody. I think he's vulnerable to lose simply because his team is iffy. He's got Etienne. He's got Robinson. But that's about it. And Eckler's coming back, which helps him. But he's iffy, right? In the wide receivers, you got A.J. Brown and Chris Olave. I'm not sold on it. Kenneth Walker's going to be a dog for him. That should work well. So we'll see what happens. He does have Kirk Cousins in over Jalen Hurts this week. So we'll see how that goes down, but a vulnerable 3-0 team for Mr. Woody. So here we go. We're going to begin with a big matchup there, Miser Dad and Mr. Gilbert. The game of the week, and it's going to be interesting to see because each guys have decent players. I think it's going to be Miser Dad, though, coming off a big performance. It will be set a little bit lower than 180, I would say, but I think Mr. Gilbert just escaped. And I think it's going to be different with Miser Dad. I think he's going to get the victory and prove that Mr. Gilbert can't just win by sneaking away? Or will Mr. Gilbert prove me wrong? That's a question, too. Uncle Buck and Mr. Luke, I think it's pretty obvious who the winner of this is going to be. It's going to be Uncle Buck. He's rolling right now. I don't see any signs of stopping here. With Mike Williams out, it even bumps Keenan Allen up even more. Tyreek Hill is not going to stop. I expect a bounce-back week for Kyren Williams, the running back out of Los Angeles. He's got James Cook over to Jahmyr Gibbs. Jahmyr Gibbs has been starting all year. Hasn't put up nothing for Uncle Buck. Finally moves him to the bench. Should work out in his favor. Mr. Woody and Miss Lori, and I think, and I know this might be crazy to say because I'm always hating up on Miss Lori, but I think this is the week Miss Lori can get it done, can find a way and get it done, and why not come over a victory out of Mr. Woody? And there's a perfect team comparison for Mr. Woody, but I'm going to save it for next week on next week's podcast. But it's going to be, he's a very vulnerable team who has many highs and many lows. So we will see what happens. Myself and Mr. Ryan, if I'm going to win, it's just going to be production on all sides of the board. That's how you're going to win, right? And I got to put up big points. I got to win big when you're playing guys against Mr. Ryan, right? Mr. Ryan, he's going to put up points. So you have to win, and you have to win big. And that's kind of not what my team needs right now. They just need a victory. But backs are against the wall, need to get the job done. That's what's going to happen. For Mr. Ryan, it's just going to be getting it back down to ground zero and having certain guys step up, like Sam Laporta stepping up, Joe Mixon getting back into the rhythm and stepping up against a Tennessee defense who really is not the best, but not bad either. So we will, of course, see what happens. That's all for today's podcast. Sorry I was a little late, had golf today, so had that to deal with. But it's interesting to see which teams are stepping up and which teams are falling back. I never like to play bad, but that's why I'm not overreacting right now. But if we keep losing, expect trades, and even more trades, because might be time to sell away the team, if you know what I mean. That's all for today's podcast. We're going to see you next Tuesday or Wednesday for another great podcast. We'll be breaking down team comparisons. So that's a big thing, team comparisons. Be on the lookout. See you next podcast.